Rubio, Biden's failure to address the nation on Chinese balloon beginning of dereliction of duty. By Pam Key on February 5, 2023. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said on CNN's State of the Union the President Joe Biden not addressing the nation about the Chinese balloon was the beginning of dereliction of duty. Host Jake Tapper said, your colleague and friend Republican Tim Scott of South Carolina accused President Biden of, quote, dereliction of duty by allowing the Chinese spy balloon to fly across the U.S. That's a pretty strong accusation. Do you agree with it? Rubio said, well, I think the dereliction of duty begins with this. Why not Tuesday or Wednesday? You know people are going to see it. At some point, you know you are going to have to disclose this, but they didn't want to. They didn't want to have their hand forced on canceling the Blinken's visit. So they didn't want to have to talk about it. Why didn't the president go on television and basically explain what we're dealing with here and why he's made the decisions he's making, and what they intend to do? Once they went public with it, knowing the amount of interest this was going to generate, presidents have the ability to go before a camera, go before the nation and basically explain these things early on. His failure to do so, I don't understand that. I don't understand why he wouldn't do that. That is the beginning of dereliction of duty. He added, the second is, you have to act swiftly on these things. I think that's part of one of the things the Chinese are trying to message. And that is the U.S. had to see this coming and decided they couldn't or wouldn't do anything about it early on and had to wait until this thing went across the middle of the country. What are we going to do the next time? Allow it to fly through again and shoot it down once it gets to the East Coast? These are questions the White House needs to answer. I don't think these are partisan claims I'm making. I think there would be broad agreement that we need to know moving forward what our policy will be. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.